Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From our hymn this evening, stanza 3 reads as follows. Ye who think of sin but lightly, nor suppose the evil great, here may view its nature rightly, here its guilt may estimate. Mark the sacrifice appointed. See who bears the awful load. 'Tis the Word, the Lord's anointed, Son of Man and Son of God. It was the time for the Passover, and they sought to kill him. It is perfect in every way. That was the time to slaughter the lamb. It was the time that God had appointed to remember the time when he brought them up out of Egypt, following that final plague, the death of the firstborn son. Moses was raised up, and it says in Hebrews chapter 11, through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. God did not touch them. Those who listened to the word of the Lord, those who had the blood of the Lamb painted on the doorposts and upon the lintel surrounding their home, God did not touch them. The angel of death passed over. So this is perfect. This is how it was meant to be. This was how God would pass over all those who by death are afraid, who by death have been captured. For Christ would give his blood to be the covering for our hearts, so that God may bring us through death into life. He was like a lamb led to slaughter. They made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. The lamb was shed for us. Its blood covers our doorposts of our heart. We have nothing to fear at the Lord's Passover, for we know that we are the ones who now have partaken of the true Passover, the ones who have taken into our mouth the body and blood of the Lamb once slain for us. But Jesus was not only this Passover Lamb. He was also another lamb of sacrifice. It is also spoken in Leviticus chapter 16 that they were to take a lamb, whether from the sheep or from the goats, and they were to take on and put the sins of the people upon this goat. And with the other one, because there were to be two, almost identical, they were to kill the one, and the one who lived had the sins placed on it and then was driven out into the wilderness, into an inhabitable land. Christ is both, is he not? He's not only the lamb that saves us from death so that the Lord passes over us, but he is also the one who has our sins placed upon him, that they may be taken away, driven as far can be, to a place never to be inhabited by us, nor should it be in the sight of God. Jesus is the goat as well, The Lamb who has our sins placed on him, the scapegoat that is driven out into the wilderness, cut off from the living, as it is written in Isaiah. Christ did this for us, so that both the blood which covers us and our sins be taken far away, so that again we have nothing to worry about. So it was that Israel was saved in a time and place from the angel of death. And it was that Aaron and the people of Israel were saved by this scapegoat and by the one slaughtered. But that was just for a time. Now we have been given something which is not temporary, but something that is eternal. For all those who are faithful, draw near to this Lamb, to this, the eternal God. God and man, the great sacrifice for us. All of us now who are faithful choose to wash our garments in no other blood but that of the blood of the Lamb of God. And so have also eternal life. We are the ones who receive life from the blood. So for all of us, as we consider this day before Maundy Thursday, this day before we come together to hear this institution of the Lord's Supper, we ought to consider just how great our sins, just how great the sacrifice, and just how great the result of such sacrifice. For tomorrow night, that is what you shall hear, that Christ, who loves you, says, take and eat. This is my body given for you. And take and drink. This is the blood of the new covenant shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. He is the Lamb of our God. He is the Lamb. And by his death and by his sacrifice, we have the atonement for our sins. We have a God who now passes over us so that we might not die eternally, but rather enter in to eternal life. So we look forward to God, God visiting us, being in our presence and not laying a hand on us, but instead raising us up to life and life everlasting. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord.